On July 4th, 1970, the countdown started.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood.
That's the very first American Top 40. As of tomorrow, the show will be 50 years old.
On any given week, it could feature a ballad next to a country song, next to a funk song, next to a rock song.
Was Mountain with Mississippi Queen.
Billboard's number 20.
Here now is a song that debuted higher in the national top 40 this week than any other, up from number 44 last week. Here's Bread, and their hit song is called Make It With You.
This show became a national obsession, but 50 years ago, it was considered a risky idea, which Casey Kasem told NPR back in 1982.
You remember, at the end of the 60s, Top 40 was not the most popular format. And here we were coming along with a show called American Top 40, and people said, you must be nuts.
When American Top 40 launched, it was only played on 7 stations.
Chris Malanfi is a pop music critic and host of the podcast Hit Parade.
The Top 40 format, which dates back to the early to mid-50s, was starting to wane as FM radio was taking off. It would be a stretch to say that American Top 40 made Top 40 music cool again, but it certainly made it viable again.
By the early 80s, the show was heard on more than 500 stations across America and on the Armed Forces radio network around the world.
The show succeeded not just because it was a list of popular songs. It's the humanity that Casey Kasem brought between the songs. Chris Malanfi credits the show's use of trivia and biographical information.
And finally, it added the long-distance dedication.
Listen to this letter from an American serviceman. He begins, "Dear Casey."
The thing about Kasem was that he had such a warm vibe and he was such a good storyteller that he could read the most mawkish letter and make it very powerfully relatable. You find yourself getting choked up listening to these little stories.
When I first arrived in this country, Susie sent me a handwritten copy of the lyrics to the song Faithfully by Journey. There's not a single day that goes by that I don't play that song, look at her beautiful face in a picture, and follow along with the words. So Casey, please play it for Susie Clark in Biloxi, Mississippi, from her husband Roy overseas. Thank you. Roy, here's your long-distance dedication.
I'm literally crying.
Oh, yeah. There's something about the way that he talked. He's not getting all emotional. He's making you feel the power of his words.
By the end of the 1980s, a different radio network had acquired the rights to American Top 40, and they wanted to make a change. Casey Kasem was out. Shadow Stevens was in.
Kasem returned to host in 1998, and then, 6 years later, he handed the reins over again to the man who still hosts AT40 to this day, Ryan Seacrest.
We're down to the top 10. Savage, Megan Thee Stallion, and Beyonce.
Now here we are 50 years later, and if you're wondering what was the number one song in the country back then, well, let's have Casey Kasem tell you.
Mama told me, Sweet Dog Night.
The sounds of the very first American Top 40.